And welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is your host, Robin. And I hope you had a good weekend. I know I did, because since I had so little sleep, my eye has been twitching for the past 2 days. So I'm like doing things on the computer and then twitch, twitch. It's just like, But I don't know. It's nice today. I actually moved to Kits last week and had the opportunity to bike to school because it wasn't raining for once. It was so nice. Anyway, enough about me. What we just heard was from our feature album for today, which is Carsick, and this is their self-titled album, and they are a Vancouver improv group under Drip Audio, and on their MySpace page, they were described as oral vomit, and it also said something like here, if you like five-year-olds beating pots and pans with a cat meowing in the background, and to top it off, an old man clicking his dentures, you'll be sure to enjoy this. So, it's pretty flattering, I think. Anyway, so that's going to be our feature. And, okay, so let's move on. I'm going to be playing next something by Mark Trail from the new album called Gold Stripe, which is on the Creative Sources label. And Mark Trail is a live electronic musician, improviser, installation artist, and also a composer for chamber ensembles. His music has been performed by a lot of European new music ensembles, although he is from California. And his output includes at least 14 CDs, including a version of John Cage's Imaginary Landscape, although I'm not sure which one, which was released on Nonesuch Records. So from this CD, I'm going to be playing the fifth track, which is called 28. And then following that, another track by Carsick called Arrival.
Thank you. Are you clueless to what happens around campus? Do you hate the fact that most Canadian news outlets are owned by one company? Do conventional news leave you with a bad taste in your mouth? Well, don't be a hater. Be a joiner. News 101 is your source for alternative news from around UBC and the world. We're always looking for more newsies, so get in touch with us. Email us at news@citr.ca to learn about the opportunities that we have for you. You can also listen to News 101 at 5 p.m. on Mondays and Fridays here on CITR.
Hey, welcome back to The Rib. Also, I noticed some flyer sitting in the station when I got in. And if you live in Vancouver, today and on the 12th and on the 15th of November, you can vote at a few places, actually. City Hall, Dunbar Community Center, Sunset Community Center, Trout Lake Community Center, and the West End Community Center. So if you are 19 or is it 18? Anyway, if you're older than one of those 2 years, you should really do that and check that out and, you know, make a difference on the local level. Especially since there's been so much stuff going on about the American election and the Canadian election before that. I feel like this Vancouver election is just going to slide and no one's really going to hear about it, but we'll see how that goes, I guess. Anyway, enough about that. Next up, I'm going to be playing something by the artist Gutskra Artikler from the album Beretska. And they're from Moscow, and the Other Electricities label is their label. And it's the brainchild of Alexei Devyanin, and formed in 2002. This band's sort of a mixture of Siberian soul and high-tech elements. But I think it's very electroacoustic sounding, very ambient, kind of droney, we'll see. I'm going to be playing Beretska Take 2, which is, I think, the least droney of the three tracks on the CD. And then following that is another track from Karsik, which is called High Over Sand.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to The Rib. This is Robin, your host. Next, I'm going to be playing a track by the group Dark, Dark, Dark from their new album, The Snow Magic. Their music is a little poppier than what I usually play, but nonetheless good. They've got a pretty interesting setup, including, I think, accordion and banjo with string instruments and voice. They're on the Supply and Demand label. They're from the States, and the reason why I picked them out was because they kind of reminded me of Beirut. And I went through a bit of a phase with that a few years ago, so it's kind of brought me back a little. But anyway, there's four members in the band, and the track I'm going to be playing is called That Light. And the reason why I picked this track is because I thought that I heard some theremin in it. And I'm really excited about my theremin, which came in the mail, and I got to play it for the first time yesterday. So that's all I've been thinking about for the past few weeks. And if you've been listening to the show, you've probably clued into that, because I've been playing quite a few theremin pieces. I mean, at least more so than usual. Anyway, and then after that, I'm going to be going back to Carsick, which is our feature today. And I'm going to be playing the track from that called An Hour Back. Okay, so here we go. I guess before I decide to play something, I should put it in the CD player. So I'm just going to do that quickly. And here we go. So this is Dark, Dark, Dark from the CD called The Snow Magic. And like I said, from the States, it's four of them. And what track am I playing? Let's see, track 10. Awesome.
Oh, Oh!
Hey, this is Robin, and you're listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Next up, I'm going to be playing something by the band Decomposers of from their album called Jamboree. It's the fifth track from the band, and if you like what you hear, you should be sure to tune in next week for the first for my first show of CITR's Fun Drive this year. As you may have heard, we are trying to raise 15 grand for the radio station, which would be awesome to have because of this creaky chair and other things that need to be fixed / replaced in the station. So, anyway, and then following the track by the Decomposers, I will be playing another track from our feature, Carsick, and that one will be called Chime.
Collapses. Lock it up, yell the old song blasters. This ship through a small lake of characters. Do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Hello, welcome back to The Rib. This is Robin, your host. And we've only got a little over 10 minutes left for the show, but after me, there's News 101, which starts at 5, and then at 5:30 is Career Fast Track with Philip D, followed by, today it's Some Sound with Henry S at 6 o'clock, and then 7:30, Radio Free Gak with Gary K, 9 o'clock, The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and Vengeance is Mine, which is at midnight with Trevor Fielding. Next up, I'm going to be playing something that is included in the Western Front New Music's CD they gave us, which basically is advertising concerts that they're having. And this one is going to be by Pauline Oliveros, Lear on the Road, it's called. And she's actually playing on November 28th at 6 to 11 p.m. at the Vancouver Art Gallery downtown. So that's, and it's a performance and a workshop, so it'd probably be pretty interesting. It's not going to be at the Western Front. But at the Western Front this weekend, on Saturday at 8 p.m., is Stitching and Unstitching, which is an improv show. And let's see what else is going on here. Ah, 1067. Good shows coming up there. Friday night at 10 o'clock. Stephen Lyons, J.P. Carter, Giorgio Magnanensi, Kraus, and Mutter. So there's going to be five of them doing some improv. And then on the 15th of November, The Inhabitants are going to be playing. That should be a great show. And 21st of November, Bruce Friedman, Tommy Babin, Dylan Vandershiff, they're playing. And on the 22nd is Bent Spoon, trio from Calgary. So that's what's going on in terms of improv and other such good things. Actually, I was at the Western Front yesterday because they had a circuit bending workshop, which was done by Giorgio Magnanensi, who is the one of the people playing on Friday at 1067. And it was really great. It was 6 hours long. It was free lunch. I mean, I don't even know. From even just that is just so cool. And then we got to take apart old children's toys, rewire them, and make some crazy sounds. I actually should have brought mine in. All I really got out of mine was some crazy distortion stuff. But that was really fun. Anyway, so let's get to some tunes here. All right. So we have Pauline Oliveros, followed by another track from Karsik. This one will be called Old Yellow. Alright guys, there's only 5 minutes left for the rib today, and I'm just going to play one more track. This one's by Fortet from the CD Ringer, which came out this June on the Domino label. And Fortet is Kieran Hebden, who's from England, an electronic musician who uses elements from everything like hip-hop, electronica, techno, jazz, even folk music. And has also been involved with some improv stuff, which I've yet to get my hands on, but I'm interested in doing that. Anyway, I'm going to be playing the second track from that called Ribbons. And that's it. That's it. News is following me at 5 o'clock. And I hope you tune in next week, because next week is the first of the rib for CITR's Fun Drive. Some special stuff happening next couple of weeks. All right, thanks for listening. This is Robin saying bye to the listeners. Thanks for listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.